The lines are open. 1-300-872-911. John McKenzie. Real music, real opinions. 4CA.
Well, 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 this is a bizarre story, this business out in the Red Lynch Valley. Now, in the past, people listening to this program would have heard us discussing the trials they had, for example, and the fact that more than anything, the dogs seemed to tune into the sirens. And some fascinating choruses actually emerged. Some people enjoyed them and found them amusing. Others thought they were tiresome and awful, and some people didn't like the alarms at all. So let's have a look at what's happened apparently yesterday. It says here in the Cairns Post today, the Cairns Council's apologised for several emergency alerts warning of major flooding. They were sent in error. Now, the message which was sent out at, this is 8:53 yesterday morning, what's that, 7 minutes to nine yesterday morning by Cairns Disaster Group, warned rising water levels below Copperload Dam may pose a threat to people and property in Red Lynch, in Brinsmead, in Lower Freshwater and in Kamarunga. Residents were urged to move to higher ground. A follow-up text message said the disaster group advised the earthquake risk at Copperload Dam was over. Residents have also reported receiving emergency alert emails advising of rapidly rising water levels downstream of Copperload Dam. This was as late as 12:42. What's that, 18 minutes to 1 in the afternoon? Anyway, in a statement, the council confirmed the messages were sent in error and there was no emergency. Everybody, please stand down. Now, I've just put a call through, and the name that's come up on my screen, I'm very pleased to see it, because he's been on this program in a former life on quite a few occasions. And he is these days listed here as the Cairns Regional Council Local Disaster Coordinator and former police inspector, Rhys Newton. Good morning.
Good morning, John, and good morning to your listeners.
This is a great pleasure catching up again, Rhys. I didn't realise. How long since you've retired from the police force?
John, it was Boxing Day, the 60th birthday last year. So I had about 9 months off and then started with the council.
There you go. How's it going? Tell me about the change, the swap, if you like, from those, well, the high profile you had in the police force, obviously, the number of occasions we spoke on air, etc. What's the change like?
John, surprising about the capacity within council and the range of roles they play in the community. I have a little bit of experience with disaster management over a number of years in the policing organisation, but the council itself was really surprising about the roles they play, and very impressed with the people they employ. It's a great organisation from what I've seen so far.
Isn't this interesting? Because that last disaster is still in our memory. It's less than a year ago. And there were all sorts of communication issues. Why? Because we don't have a lot of practice in crises as great, as major as that one was last year with the approach of that cyclone and the floods, etc. So it's interesting that you were still a member of the police force then. If we get to a crisis like we had a year ago at the end of this year, it'll be interesting because you'll be in a totally different role, but the experience last year will be very, very handy indeed.
Yeah, John, I think the experience of the community and a lot of organisations that experienced Jasper and the floods, a 1-in-100-year event, it's an opportunity to learn, and the council has been learning the lessons from Jasper, and I am confident about our ability to conduct, coordinate disaster operations in the Cairns Regional Authority area into the future. We have practice, as you say. We don't get these events that come along every second day to practice in, but we have practice. We have practiced our responses. We're engaged with the police, the SES, the emergency management coordinators around our first response. We're building our capacity in our disaster coordination centre. By training our people, 60 or 70 people in the council have been trained in that area. So we are building our capacity, and our efforts coordination of disaster operations into the future, I'm confident, looks sound.
Don't go away. Let's look at what happened yesterday. It says here in this coverage in the Cairns Post, the acting council chief executive, Christine Posgate, apologised for any unnecessary inconvenience or distress the alerts may have caused. Look, I can't remember much about the alerts. I mean, people have had fun in the past talking about how the dogs all chime in, etc. Some people, obviously, who have particularly nervous disposition, even though they were trials, felt uneasy. What sort of response did you get yesterday, Rhys, when the alarms did go off?
First of all, John, the first of the messages were sent by mistake, and they were received within 10 minutes in the community. So there was members of our community that we needed to and have apologised to for any distress or any inconvenience that caused. The CEO told us yesterday afternoon specifically apologies and for those pockets of community and individuals that are still vulnerable after the happenings of Jasper and the associated floods.
Yes.
The system that we used, the platform that we used, John, was engaged in a huge way by mistake. And it took some time and dealings with the vendor of the system to organise it to stop sending messages. And then as soon as we're possible, through legitimate media and also on our disaster dashboard, we were reaching out to people explaining that it was no emergency and that it was a mistake. But it took some time to undo, and I appreciate there were people that were distressed in the community by that messaging.
Now, the Cairns alert system, but it wasn't the sounding of the alarm that that people might have expected.
No, the obviously in disaster management, there and certainly at the Cairns Council's disposal, is a number of platforms to message the community. One of them is the Cairns alert, which is the system that was mistakenly activated yesterday. But the range, as you say, the sirens for the community in the Red Lynch Valley, below the Copperlode Dam, all the way through to the emergency alerts that are organised through the state. There's a whole selection of communication platforms that are used in disaster operations, and this Cairns alert is just one of those systems that was activated yesterday.
Well, as much as I enjoy talking to you again, Rhys, I mean, that's a bonus for me having you in that position. Hopefully, I've got to say, I won't have to talk to you too often this coming season because you're the disaster coordinator for the council.
Yes, John, hopefully remembered for planning rather than responses.
Yes, exactly.
But we're as ready as we can be, John, and really this responsibility about disaster operations and community safety lies with everyone, and I really urge everyone this time of the year to be preparing for our severe weather season. You know, today's the first of it.
Good to catch up today, Rhys. Thank you.
Good on you, John. Take care. Good day to you.
That's Rhys Newton, the former police inspector, but these days the Cairns Council Local Disaster Coordinator.